Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
Coming up on Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos, I dive into the issue that no one wants to tackle. Are the Chicago White Sox watchable? All this next on WLS AM 890. What's up, Chicago? Happy Saturday. Thank you so much for tuning in to Sports Talk Chicago. I am, yes, Joey Christopoulos, right here on WLS AM 890. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Summer is in full swing, so I hope that you enjoy it, and I hope that you do it safely. I want to dive into something that I don't think I've tackled a whole lot here on the show recently, the Chicago White Sox. I am going to get to the product on the field, but who cannot deny or ignore the huge news coming out of Chicago just last week? It was a huge week for Chicago White Sox baseball. First of all, as of this taping on Wednesday, the Sox have won 5 of their last 7. I don't know how much that comment is going to stand the test of time, so I'm going to tread on that one lightly. They've called up Kyle Teal, and they've called up Grant Taylor over the last week. They now have 8 prospects in their system now up playing big league baseball. That is good news for the Chicago White Sox. I will get to that in a second. They seem to have brokered a deal with Comcast where now the Chicago White Sox, including, of course, the Blackhawks and the Bulls eventually, will be broadcasting on Comcast, something that millions of people in the Chicagoland area already use as their cable provider. But the huge news of the week is that Jerry Reinsdorf has seemingly begun to enter into an agreement that probably not next year or the year after, but in the very near future, Jerry Reinsdorf will be selling the Chicago White Sox to Justin Ishbia and his group. This is music to White Sox fans' ears. What had happened on the South Side has been really a tragedy. People ask all the time why I'm both a White Sox fan and a Cubs fan. I will get into that some other time, but for my money, just the easy breeze over why I'm a Chicago White Sox fan is that I was born in 1984. So by the time in 89, 90, when I'm coming into my own and starting to fall in love with baseball, and I love baseball, which is why I love both teams, Chicago White Sox were drafting Frank Thomas, Jack McDowell, Alex Fernandez, Wilson Alvarez, Robin Ventura. And they made a real run at it, and they were great in the 90s. And the 2000s, look, not a ton of playoff success, but I mean, apples to oranges in terms of what we're dealing with right now on the South Side. Chicago White Sox were always in that 80-ish win range, always competing, ending up probably in second or third place, but at least had a team that you could wrap your head around and watch on a nightly basis. After the Kenny Williams era and Rick Hahn, they did some restructuring. Rick Hahn takes over. They decide to do a rebuild about 10 or 12 years ago. That lasts about 4 or 5 seasons. They bring in some new guys. All of a sudden, end of 19, 2020, 2021, and then let's be honest, in 2022, they did, you know, we thought that they were going to be competitive. The Chicago White Sox were back. They weren't, and now we're back in a new rebuild. So there's 2 rebuilds now going on in the last 10 years, and it's just hard for White Sox fans to deal with. And unfortunately, after 2 rebuilds, Jerry Reinsdorf no longer seems incentivized to put big money into the product on the field. And it's been sad. And none of it illustrates the sadness more than last year's 121-loss season. A White Sox team that now lives in infamy. A White Sox team that is now considered one of the worst of all time. So where do you go from here? This season, you walk into it, not a lot of high hopes. The general manager said as much heading into the end of last year, that we're not going to spend a lot of money. We need a lot more improvement from the people that are already on the team and the product on the field. Well, that product already lost 121 games. So optimism wasn't reigning at 35th and Shields that the Chicago White Sox were going to do anything this year or do anything next year or the year after. When and how would Jerry ever be interested in putting money back into talent on the field for the Chicago White Sox? Well, we got a little bit of that answer last week. And that answer is, it doesn't look like Jerry Reinsdorf is going to be running the Chicago White Sox that much longer. I want to read you an article from ABC 7 News. I think they did the best job of kind of encapsulating just the bare bones of what this situation is. I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to give you my reaction. The article reads as follows, quote, "The agreement between Justin Ishbia and Jerry Reinsdorf gives Reinsdorf the option to sell the controlling interest to Ishbia as soon as 2029. After the 2034 season, Ishbia will have the option to purchase the controlling interest in the team. Shore Capital Partners, which is his private equity firm, is based in Chicago," end quote. ROAR founder Adam Grossman said. "His offices are in Chicago," speaking of Ishbia. "They invest in businesses across the country, but they are based in Chicago." Side note, not in the article, Justin Ishbia is currently building a very expensive home in the Winnetka, Kenilworth area. Justin Ishbia's brother Matt and his father Jeff would also be investors in the team. As part of the agreement, Ishbia would make capital investments into the White Sox as a limited partner in 2025 and 2026. We will get to that in a second, because that can mean two things. That could mean product on the field. That could also mean a certain stadium that the Chicago White Sox might be interested in building over the next 4 or 5 years. This article continues, though. This is the quote from Jerry Reinsdorf. Quote, "Having the incredible opportunity to own the Chicago White Sox and be a part of Major League Baseball for nearly 50 years has been a life-changing experience. I have always expressed my intent to operate the White Sox as long as I am able and remain committed to returning this franchise to the level of on-field success we all expect and desire." End quote. The team has said that there is no assurance that any sale of the team will happen. Reinsdorf has been the chairman of the White Sox since 1981, and he and his family will continue to control the team until a transaction, which will not occur before 2029. Sources tell ABC7 the White Sox are, quote, "stepped up talks with Related Midwest regarding a stadium on a portion of the 78, a vacant lot in the South Loop." So here is the rub. Jerry Reinsdorf is most likely going to be the controlling owner of the Chicago White Sox until 2029. At that time, per this article and per the reported news, the Ishbia family can then begin buying up controlling shares of the Chicago White Sox. You can put minority money in, but that doesn't mean that you control the team. Those are separate shares that Reinsdorf has protected and taken over from his partner Eddie Einhorn beginning in 2012. So in 2029, the Ishbias can start chipping away at that. They could take them all. They could take them one step at a time. And they have a five-year window to do so. What does this all mean for White Sox fans? Well, the first one is, it's important to keep in mind that Sox Park right now, which we are calling the Rate, the stadium lease is up in 2029. Stepped up in talks with Related Midwest regarding a stadium and a portion of the 78. A lot of this seems to me, and I am speculating right now, but that's all Chicago White Sox fans can do. And we're going to speculate, because this is actually optimistic news, is that not only are the Chicago White Sox probably going to have a new owner within the next 5 to 8 years, they're probably going to have a new stadium. And it seems to me that there are financial machinations that need to happen before Ishbia takes over the team, before they actually decide on what landing spot, if it is going to be the 78 where the new stadium is. There's a lot of pieces in place. But in the end, the Chicago White Sox are going to be owned by someone different within the next 5 to 8 years. Jerry Reinsdorf, 89 years old. And it seems like that there is a succession plan here for the Ishbia family to take over. And it also seems like that the Reinsdorfs will have an opportunity to still pursue financial investments, more probably particularly in real estate, if they do pursue a new stadium specifically at the 78. So the Ishbias get to use their private equity money to hopefully probably make a bid on a plot of land to get a new stadium. Jerry Reinsdorf gets to stay in the fold, get it all lined up, and then in 2029, the Ishbias can take over the baseball operation side, maybe with a new stadium, maybe with, you know, obviously a brand new parking lot, maybe restaurants, venues, turn it into another social mecca that Wrigley Field already exists around Wrigley Field and what the Reinsdorfs are trying to build around the United Center. It is funny, and you got to hand it to them, that a lot of these sports owners now, and we've seen a blueprint of it in this town, it isn't enough just to own the commerce inside the stadium and the lease on the parking lot. They want to own the restaurant around it, the merchandise, the bars, the fun. Whatever it is, they want to own the buildings and then lease them out so that they can create and make money off of a village. So if you're probably wondering, I think this does answer a little bit of a question of why have the White Sox been so bad the last 2 years, and why is the payroll less than $80 million? In my estimation, I think we're getting a little bit of that answer now. That I think the Reinsdorf family is positioning itself, and now officially has positioned itself, to sell the team. They have no incentive to put money onto the field if they are trying to sell off the team or trying to set up a situation where they would then have a stadium that they could open up and start over again. But this is good news for Chicago White Sox fans. In my estimation, the big question now is, I have to be honest and realistic about this. The first part about it is, if you're a Chicago White Sox fan, I probably would not be banking on the White Sox bringing their payroll up to $185 million, a payroll number that existed all throughout the 2010s when they tried to field competitive teams. I would not anticipate that. But I will tell you, in 2027 and 2028, as the pieces are starting to align, as the Ishbias are getting closer to taking over, there is a valuation factor that has to take place, and a part of that, and I would say a large sum of that, has to do with the product on the field. Eventually, it is great when you want to move into a new stadium. It's great for the owners. It's probably going to be good for the fans. Ticket prices will probably go up, but you will have new, fresh, modern amenities across the board. This could be good news for Chicago White Sox fans and honestly, Chicagoans in general. But the big question is, the team has to be good when you move into a new stadium. The Chicago Bears are dealing with this exact same issue. And it isn't so much a frustrating cycle that the Bears have been stuck into. There is a portion of it that they're giving $13.5 million to Ben Johnson, because when that new stadium opens up, they have to have a good product to sell all of their tickets and their season ticket licenses and so on. The Chicago White Sox will be in that same situation in the next 24 to 30 months. You cannot open up a new stadium and have a payroll of $80 million and expect fans to come up to the till and pay. It just doesn't work like that. And if you're the Ishbia family, you want to hit the ground rolling as quick as you can. So I'm telling you right now that this does say that the Chicago White Sox, I get it, they're going to do the youth movement. In the next part of this segment here, I am going to talk about what I do like about what's going on with the Chicago White Sox on the field right now. And I know this sounds crazy. When you say years like 2029 and 2034, it sounds so far away and so futuristic. And I'm not trying to sell you that in 2026, all of a sudden the Chicago White Sox are going to go out and pay $500 million for Kyle Tucker. They're not going to do that. But I am telling you, in 2027, the Chicago White Sox are probably most likely going to return to a financial sanity that is par for the course of what the MLB markets and what these teams usually look like. I do think that in the next 3 or 4 years, we could very well see the Chicago White Sox sign a $200 million player. Forget Andrew Benintendi's $75 million, which is the current high mark right now. The Chicago White Sox are one of two MLB franchises that have never handed out a $100 million contract. In Chicago, the third biggest market. I'm telling you within the next 3 years, I think we could see a $200 million player. I am telling you that perhaps in 2029, 2030, I know it's far off down the road, but there could be an offseason where the Ishbia family comes in and spends $500 million on the Chicago White Sox. Brighter days are ahead. We're just going to have to wait for them. And it stinks what Jerry's put us through. And it's tough. And especially when you look back on it, especially after 2021, you bring in Tony La Russa. You get really close. You win a game against the Astros, but you know, you kind of got your butt kicked. And then that offseason, you don't go all in to do everything you can. That was the last chance. There are some people that believe because of this move and because it is in theory now in 2029, the Ishbias will be taking over the franchise. Jerry will be done. That some people have theorized that why wouldn't Jerry try and go for it in 27 and 28, like really go for it and try and get one more title. Go out with a bang. Maybe try and scrub some of the bad will off of what had been a pretty good run through the 90s, through the early 2000s. I think a lot of people consider Jerry Reinsdorf to be a good owner. I think between the Bulls and the White Sox over the last 15 years, I think that narrative has kind of flipped here in Chicago. Would Jerry put money into the team? It's yet to be seen. But I do think there is a theory in 2027, we see the White Sox start spending some money again. And we'll see if some of these young players that are playing well right now turn into anything. But there is a small light at the end of the tunnel for the Chicago White Sox. It's possible. And if you're a Chicago White Sox fan, I know it's been really tough. And it's a national punchline. And even in this next segment, when I talk about some of these good players, I know a lot of you are going to say, well, the White Sox still suck. But I'm here to at least tell you that last year was so bad. Even this small modicum of progress, coupled with Justin Ishbia and his family and his investment group coming in and possibly owning the team in the next couple of years, there are winds of change going on the South Side. There is a world where the Chicago White Sox get back to relevancy. I don't believe it's going to happen in 2026. But in 2027 and 2028, I do believe, and this is a little bit, and what's great about this is when the Ishbias come in and take over this team, or as they prepare to, I think a lot of people were worried that Jerry was just going to punt on every single season over and over and over again, continue to threaten to move the team to Nashville, and we would be a running joke forever. This at least is a plan in place that ends the joke. The punchline has happened. People have already laughed at the 121 loss season, and now we can move on to something else. The other important factor of this, too, is Justin Ishbia. Who it is. Who's taking on the team. There was a gentleman named Dave Stewart who tried to bid to buy the White Sox. I believe it was 3 or 4 years ago. And a lot of people believe that him being involved and him possibly buying the White Sox means that he would move the White Sox out of town. Maybe he would get involved in the Las Vegas. I know everyone's talked about Nashville for years and years and years. What I can probably confidently tell you right now is that with Justin Ishbia and the Ishbia family taking over the team, perhaps in 2029, maybe not even as late as 2034, it does at least secure, in my opinion, that the White Sox aren't going anywhere. The White Sox are going to stay in Chicago. And let the politics and the red tape begin of where they're going to try and build this new stadium. I do believe that a lot of this process and this progression of handing over the team, I do think a lot of it is tied into the real estate of where a new stadium is going to be. I think it is a tandem move. It is a combo. Justin Ishbia comes in, new stadium for the Chicago White Sox. I think both of those things are going to happen. And I can understand that a lot of this news is, what does this have to do with how bad the baseball team is? Well, from my perspective, if you're Jerry Reinsdorf and you're trying to get all these off-the-field things done and all these things aligned to ensure whatever legacy it is that you want to have, financial and civic, I just think Jerry never saw any incentive or any purpose in dumping a bunch of money into the team until he got some of this stuff in order. And now we're starting to see some of these things get into order. And as that gets settled and as that gets buttoned up, I do honestly believe that they're going to start putting money back into the team. Bring in some free agents, bring in some winners. I'm not saying you need to sign $400-500 million players. But I do believe that the Chicago White Sox within the next 2 or 3 years will probably sign a $200 million player. And I do think that they are going to get back into the game of trying to be in a competitive market. And then, let's be real, if the Ishbias take over the team, there's been mixed results in Phoenix for them owning the Phoenix Suns. But you cannot deny that at least Matt Ishbia, who's going to be a part of the group, Justin's going to be the face of it, they are aggressive and they want to win. What is a great way to compete with the Chicago Cubs in this town? Put some good players on the field. Spend some money. Maybe even a day when, surprise, surprise, the Chicago White Sox outspend a Chicago Cubs team in the offseason. Get back into the conversation. This is all ahead for the Chicago White Sox. So now they got DePope, which is great news. They're possibly selling the team in the next 4 years, possibly in the next 8, but they definitely are selling. It looks like there could be a new stadium on the way. And this does accelerate their possible need to put some money on the field, get a better product out there, get a better baseball team, win some baseball games, and make it more of an attractive product. So when you do move into that new stadium, you can hit the ground running. When you do take over the team as the new owner of the Chicago White Sox, you can hit the ground running. It's an exciting time. Now we just have to be patient. I know it's tough. But again, I didn't see the end of the tunnel for a long time with this White Sox team. I think the apathy from which Jerry and the ownership group had towards spending money had calcified. And it was getting into a really dark place. And now there are several different elements here that you can wrap your head around and at least get excited about if you're a Chicago White Sox fan. And that could be a new stadium. That could be a new owner. And yes, that can be a competitive team and an ownership group that puts financials into the team to bring in some winning and talented players to hopefully supplement some of the talent that they have coming up in the minor leagues right now.
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.